Ron Johnson, the senior U.S. senator from Wisconsin, went on with Chuck Todd yesterday on MSNBC, and here's how the conversation started.
So the area of agreement here is I don't know any American, no Republican that I know, wants to see a terrorist or would-be terrorist be able to purchase a gun. So we agree on that. So let's make sure we, concentrate of agreement, and then let's find a way to protect Americans' constitutional rights to due process and the Second Amendment rights as well.
Okay. Well, you know how pro-Second Amendment I am. I completely agree with due process, talking about putting people on the terror watch list and using that list against gun owners. I agree that's got to be done in a way where there's due process. But, and I certainly agree that we should protect the Second Amendment. But then Ron Johnson has asked another question.
Meanwhile, as you know, your colleague, Senator Pat Toomey, and he and Joe Manchin are going to reintroduce the gun show loophole, the way it's been referred to by some. Where are you on that issue? I don't think you had a chance. Oh, no, you did have a chance to vote on that the last time. You weren't supportive last time. Where are you on this?
Well, again, I've gone to a lot of gun shows, and the vast majority of gun sales there have background checks. And again, we want to protect Americans' constitutional rights to be able to, as a private individual, not somebody in the business of selling firearms, that you can do that without having to go through all the hoops. So again, the vast majority of guns sold at gun shows are done through federally licensed dealers, and a background check is available. So I just have a disagreement in terms of that terminology, that politicized terminology of a gun show loophole. There really isn't.
Well, vast majority means not 100%. I mean, it seems to me, let me ask you this, why not have basically, for anybody that wants to, I understand that somebody decides they want to set up a collection at a gun show. Why can't there be sort of the gun show sponsor, the promoter, make sure that a background check system is available for even those people? Why not have that in there? Listen, is that too much to ask?
Where does it end when all of a sudden you have an exchange between family members, that type of thing? So, again, we have so many gun control laws. I think we have enough on the books. Why don't we start basically enforcing the laws already in our books?
Okay, let's go back to his first statement.
So the area of agreement here is I don't know any American, no Republican that I know, wants to see a terrorist or would-be terrorist be able to purchase a gun. So we agree on that. So let's make sure we, concentrate of agreement, and then let's find a way to protect Americans' constitutional rights to due process and the Second Amendment rights as well.
Well, he was just given an opportunity to vote for a law that doesn't violate anybody's constitutional right. You just run the gun through a background check when you buy it at a show. Right now, even though most shows do it, a lot of people that show up at those shows don't. I don't care if you buy a gun from your brother. I think it ought to go through a background check. What's wrong with that? What is wrong with that? Nothing. That doesn't take anybody's gun rights away. And if he's really interested in terrorists not getting guns, why not? And they call it a loophole. It's not a loophole. It's an end around. And he knows it. And let me tell you, the sponsors of that bill, Pat Toomey, very conservative Republican senator from Pennsylvania. Joe Manchin, a pretty conservative Democrat, probably, I hate to use the word moderate, but I guess that would be the term for him, from West Virginia. Somebody like me who's very pro-Second Amendment. They are passionately trying to get this passed. Does anybody remember what, I mentioned this to Nichols a little earlier, Ron Johnson skipped that vote. He skipped it. He didn't even have the courage to vote one way or the other. And, of course, had Chuck Todd done his homework, well, that would have... That would have really, that would have really been fun to watch him squirm, because that was an important vote to miss. Okay, and finally, here is Ron Johnson talking about Donald Trump.
Let me move to Donald Trump. You've been, you were not happy with, I think, the speech he gave. You haven't been happy about the Muslim ban, the tone. You thought the comments about the president were offensive. That's your nominee for your party. You have to run on the top of the ticket with him in Wisconsin. New poll out today shows it looks like he's hurting you. Where are you on Donald Trump? Do you think this nomination process should be reopened?
I'm running my own race. I'm responsible for my own words, my own actions. And as I do in a bipartisan fashion, I'm looking for areas of agreement. I think on the big issues, growing our economy, certainly strengthening our military, defeating ISIS, providing far greater security on our border, Supreme Court picks, there's an awful lot of areas of agreement. So I'll support the areas in which I agree. And let's face it, if I disagree with Mr. Trump or Hillary Clinton, I will be that independent voice in making sure that I voice those disagreements.
But those disagreements are, they're sometimes hard markers that basically end up where, and the entire party gets defined by what your nominee says. So what he did with Judge Curiel, what he did with the president, does that give you extra discomfort? Are you still comfortable voting for him?
Well, again, I'm stating my areas of disagreement. Certainly, I'm going to concentrate on the areas of agreement, Chuck. Okay? So it's just that simple.
Are you, Senator Alexander said yesterday, hey, he's not the nominee yet. There is chatter. Obviously, Wisconsin's a state that didn't support Donald Trump. But right now, there doesn't seem to be an open challenge at the convention. Do you think there should be?
Again, I'm not a delegate. There are, what, about 13 million Republican primary voters voted for Mr. Trump. So we'll see how the convention plays out. Again, what I'm hoping Mr. Trump does is starts concentrating on those areas that we do agree on. Let's talk about economic growth. Let's talk about the crushing regulatory burden that's preventing our economy from really realizing its full potential. Let's talk about tax reform. Let's talk about keeping energy prices down. Let's concentrate on those areas of agreement. Right. I think you'd do a lot better off.
I've heard a lot of senators say similar things to what you did. Well, if he would just do this, if he would just do this, if he would just do this, it never seems to happen.
Well, hope springs eternal, Chuck.
So you're still optimistic that you can run with him and you can win with him at the top of the ticket in Wisconsin?
I said hope springs eternal.
To the phones, what are the chances that Ron Johnson will be reelected? Just give me an example of something that is likely to happen. Marty, Browntown, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
I don't know, alien contact. He's a tool. But I wanted to touch on something, if you could. You were talking earlier about the gun show loophole, and he was talking about that.
Uh-huh.
Nobody ever brings this up. I don't think that's his problem. But my only fear with that, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, if we could do background checks on everybody, we should. But the part that they never address, which could be the catch with the liberals, is right now to access that database or do anything, you have to have an FFL. So if, for private transactions, if everybody had to have an FFL license,
uh-huh,
which requires your fee, FBI has to, if you're playing the business, you know how it works.
Right.
So my point is, what they'd have to do is they'd have to make like a free site where everybody could access. So I don't think anybody'd have a problem doing that. But I think that's the fear is on that side of it, is the catch. Well, then nobody's going to do private transactions anymore, because who's going to go through all the stuff to get an FFL just because you're going to sell it?
So you could actually drive more people underground.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. All right, I don't want to get too sidetracked. That's an interesting point. I'll look into it as we talk about this more, but I'm glad you brought that up. And that's something I will look into. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Right. Mike and Edgerton, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Yeah, I put Ron's chances of getting elected right up there with Caitlyn Jenner getting pregnant this year.
Now, that's an interesting...
I know, I was trying
now,
to be as honest as possible.
Is it conceivable to implant a uterus into a man and for that human being to become
pregnant? Arnold Schwarzenegger did it, right? Him and Danny, or didn't he have a baby or something in a movie?
I think you're being way too generous there.
maybe. I'm so glad that you play the buffoonery. I mean, every time I hear him, it's not the sound of a guy who seems intelligent. And I know he's not, so that doesn't surprise me, but still, it's just...
Well, he's inarticulate, that's for sure. Rich in Freeport, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Yeah, I believe I fly. I believe he's got the same chance as Donald Trump getting the Nobel Peace Prize.
Ooh, those are not good chances. Those are not. Men that praise Kim Jong-un generally don't get Nobel Peace Prizes.
There you go.
All right. Thank you for calling. Well, this should be interesting. Catherine, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Okay. As much chance as Scott Walker not lying anymore, not taking money from Diane Hendricks and the Kochs, quit giving tax breaks to corporations, no longer being a sociopath, and quitting politics and getting a real job.
Whoa! That's quite a list there.
There's a snowball's chance in hell.
Okay. All right. That would be improbable that all those things would happen. How do we know, though, that hell isn't really cold as opposed to really warm? We don't know. Yeah, I'll let you know someday. 888-325-0937. Just give me the probability of Ron Johnson reelected with an analogy. Okay? That's what I'm looking for. Dave in Mount Horeb, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
I think it's about as likely as the Sacramento pastor you had on earlier. And let's say Tammy Baldwin getting married.
Oh, that's good. It, by the way, isn't that a nice pastor?
He's a wonderful man. I mean, my goodness. I was thinking about some religious analogies earlier today and thinking about what's happened to Christianity in certain churches.
Yikes. Yikes. All right, so the chances of, Roger Jimenez marrying Tammy Baldwin. Yeah. Yep, that's a good one. Jake in Madison, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
I'd say it's about as likely as Brad Schimmel taking on big agribusiness for polluting groundwater, or Schimmel prosecuting a GOP donor for misusing millions in WEDIC money. I put it about in that category.
An extremely unlikely scenario. Are you questioning our attorney general from Waukesha, Wisconsin? His integrity?
You mean the guy who got his job because he threw a case against Scott Jensen and got him off so he could donate money for voucher schools? I don't know. I'm being a little cynical. I understand. But, it's just one of those things.
You forgot that he outran the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department to try to get out of a drunk driving ticket.
That was strong, actually.
That was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful move on his part. Mike and Madison, thank you for calling. Thank you, Jake. Mike and Madison, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380. Are you there, Mike?
It's actually Matt.
Oh, Matt. Okay, Matt. Go ahead.
I think we're going to go back with Scott Walker here. So I think it's about as good as the chances of that shiny bald spot. You know, the one that Tenet hit him with the cupboard door? Of that growing hair, and then him growing some good dreadlocks and following fish around the country.
Somebody's got to Photoshop that for me now. I want to see what Scott Walker would look like with dreadlocks going to fish concerts. That is pretty good, man. That's good. You guys are good today.
Slysoffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.